Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for The Deuce with Jimmy Chavez on 1620 The Zone. All the headlines you need in 2 minutes or less.
I mean, we'll aim for less. At least until it's sponsored. Nebraska women's basketball readies for a road game at number 8 Iowa on Saturday, but the big thing about the game is it will be nationally televised on Fox at noon. That's a big deal. Always pretty good.
You're darn tootin' it is.
Yeah. Also a big deal, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, and Patrick Mahomes and his two ankles are finalists for the Associated Press MVP and Offensive Player of the Year awards. Josh Allen and Joe Burrow are also finalists for MVP.
The right ankle is gaining more votes as we speak for Patrick Mahomes, by the way.
In fact, the disrespect is there because the ankle's getting more votes than Joe Burrow.
Chip, getting bigger.
Yep. In the NBA, Anthony Davis returned last night for the Lakers and came off the bench for the first time in nearly a decade. He scores 21 as L.A. beat my beloved and tanking San Antonio Spurs. Remember those five championships? That's all I have now. That and YouTube. 113-104 at the building formerly known as the Staples Center. He had been out for the past 5.5 weeks because of a fractured bone spur and stress reaction in his right foot. That just sounds like this sucks. That's all there is to it.
Yep.
Hey, here's a good one. LSU accidentally overpaid. First of all, why can't we ever have this kind of fortune? It's always the opposite. They accidentally overpaid Brian Kelly by $1 million during the first year of a 10-year, $100 million contract.
Just a measly mill.
That's all. It was discovered by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office on Wednesday. He was overpaid just over $1 million in supplemental payments in 2022 because of duplicate payments made both to Kelly's LLC. I don't have an LLC. And to the coach directly, the double payments began in May and continued till they realized it in November. It's good work if you can find it.
Does this mean that he's being audited? Is he getting audited?
I don't know.
Is the LSU athletic department being audited? Like, you know, you always hear about the one thing you want to avoid in tax season. Don't let the IRS come calling and audit you.
Just remember, Nick, it just means more.
Well, especially when we accidentally overpaid by $1 million. So does he have to give it back?
I just want coupons for pizza.
He needed the extra money for an accent coach, guys.
Yeah, that's true. You have vocal coaches, you know, when you're an aspiring musician.
Now, actors when they have to play a role of someone who has an accent, they
by golly, we love it being here in old Baton Rouge.
Now, coach, say it with me. New Orleans.
Nolens?
No.
Get it right. New Orleans.
Nolens. Crawfish. Yep. Oh, you're good. You're ready for it. All right.
Get too fade.
All right, as we get into what to expect from Nebraska football. I know it's in January right now. You know. Oh, did we lose Sip for a moment? Thought I did hear a click. He didn't want to get into the Brian Kelly voice changeover. I would love that. Like, there's been a few times in my life where the paycheck was a little bit bigger than I thought it would be. I'm like, do I report this? And then don't we always rationalize in our mind, they should be paying me this.
Every time.
It's their mistake. I'm not going to call them on it. If they end up hiking the money back out of my account, that's on them. If they want to go through all that hassle, it's not my job to inform them that they overpaid.
Hey, I'm not an accountant.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there was a tax break that I didn't know about. Jeez. It's just a measly mill. No big deal.
Well, when you're Brian Kelly, it is a measly mill.
That's true. All right, we got Sip back on.
He's back.
Steve Sipple joining us from Husker Online.
I don't know if they've accidentally overpaid him, though.
Sip, have you ever been overpaid by a mill?
No.
No. If you were, would you report it? Oh,
yeah, I would not mess with the IRS. I got a lot of headaches
in my life already. I don't need that one.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so I know you probably also heard the Bussin' with the Boys with Will Compton, former Husker, Taylor Lewan, former Wolverine, and Matt Rhule. I want to ask you this because as I'm 44, I still feel like I'm up to date with a lot of the different sayings and stuff until I listened to Taylor Lewan speak in this one, and he talked about going to Vegas and packing two fire fits, which I interpreted as like really cool outfits to wear when you're, you know, night on the town. So, Sip, do you have fire fits? Do you have, would you ever call like your top notch outfit a fire fit?
I didn't hear that podcast. Call them what? Fire fit?
Like instead of outfit, it's like on fire outfit is what I assume. But again, I've never felt more old than listening to some of the lingity from Taylor Lewan.
Yeah, Lewan's not that young either. That's the interesting thing. Yeah, the one that got me recently is one of the grandkids, when I, you know, I'll say, hey, are we going to dinner tonight? I get back, bet.
Bet.
Is that you, bet? Is that, bet. I'm always like, what?
That's sus.
I get where you're coming from. It does make you feel old.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard. What did you say? Fire fit.
It almost sounds like an app, but yeah, fire fit. Like that's that out. That outfit is on fire.
Yeah, that'd be a good app.
Fire fit.
See, I thought it was a flame retardant suit, but
yeah, no, apparently not.
Yeah, something like yeah. I've never heard that.
Light yourself on fire.
But do you have a fire fit?
Yeah, do you have something that if you go to Vegas or anywhere else, like you go somewhere where you're going to be dressed to the nines, you're like, yep, this is the go-to.
God, No. Are you serious?
I mean, half serious, but I love that response. That was better. Sip, I know a big conversation, though, it's kind of come off the appearance with Bussin' the Boys is, you know, Matt Rhule talked about it, and he kind of categorized it as a slow burn. And I think when Matt Rhule was hired, we were all talking about, okay, what is that year one going to look like under Matt Rhule? We remember Temple, we remember Baylor, the one win type feel, and what's realistic? Because I think right now we and, you know, fans also have kind of been in the managing expectation business and really trying to resist of, you know, going all in on year one. But when, you know, you have Matt Rhule saying it doesn't necessarily have to be a slow burn, you know, he likes what he has. To you, is that more just kind of putting a good face on what is in front of them? Or do you think that they really do feel like they can accomplish quite a bit in year number one?
Yeah, well, I've always, it's for some reason, it's annoying to a lot of the fan base. But I will keep saying, yeah, they have a pretty good team coming back. Mm-hmm. Some reason that's taboo to say. I think it has to do with there's such a negative sentiment towards Frost. So anything that Frost touches, you're supposed to say it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to say that because this is not about Frost. This isn't about anything to me except the players. I mean, I respect what those guys did. Particularly on defense, but not just on defense. I mean, they have 10 starters back.
Right.
There's 10 guys that have started games. 11, actually, if you include Javon Wright. So, and there's some pretty good players in that discussion. And guys that I really respect, by the way. And so this characterization of, oh, this is going to be rough, and they just don't have much. I don't know. They have two starting quarterbacks from the power that have started a lot of Power Five games.
Yep.
A good running back room. Now the receiver room is at least acceptable. And on the defensive side, as I mentioned, they have 10 guys who have started back. And I don't know, I was listening to Will Hite. Well, he's on my show yesterday. Will Hite, he said there's two NFL guys in the secondary, and there might be more than that. He said Farmer and Quentin Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't, I'm always sort of struck by the people who just try to sell to you, they got nothing. And I think it's motivated I just think there's ulterior motives in that conversation.
Except this coaching staff has been out pounding the pavement. It's been well documented. They've been all over the place. We've been tracking Ed Foley's movements across the state. But the attention here locally is a lot of coaches from around the region coming to the Omaha area. You've got P.J. Fleck was in. You've got Colorado coaches coming in. You got Eli Drinkwitz from Missouri. You got a Virginia coach coming to the metro area. I just wonder how that makes you feel. Like, we haven't seen a lot of these giant recruiting battles with many different schools coming in recruiting players. Do you think it's more just that the level of talent in the Omaha Metro has raised, or is this just the nature of the beast now that everybody's out recruiting nationally?
That's a great question. I think it's got to be talent. I mean, I just don't think you get that number of high-profile coaches in here just to lay a foundation in case there's talent in mm-hmm. Nebraska. I think they're coming because guys like, you know, Kalen and Terry, those guys, and others. I mean, there's a lot. They're just good players. And it's been pretty good in recent years. So, you know, I think Nebraska has 6 in-state kids this year in their class. And you know what? When Nebraska's had good in-state talent, they've been pretty good in a lot of cases, obviously not all. But, no, I think there's just good football playing. There's just good football players right now.
Sip, I know we did this a year ago when it came to 16 transfer portal additions. And, you know, hey, uh-huh. some really did hit. You know, some not as much, or some are still, you know, out there. With this group and given this coaching staff's reputation of developing, because it's an interesting group of transfers, you do have some guys that have, you know, multiple years of eligibility too. I mean, is there a feeling, especially as you've covered this too, that, you know, this group could not only maybe be more productive in the coming year, but in the coming years, that the transfers themselves are also kind of being identified a little bit differently than the previous staff, of trying to maybe find some of those guys with a little bit more eligibility that they can still bring in and develop?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely, when you look at this, the numbers 10 now or 11, mm-hmm. when you look at these, there's cases both ways. I mean, Fleek, for instance, the Baylor receivers, you know, he's 29 years old. He's going to have one. He's not 29. He's an older.
Damn near close.
An older guy, and he's going to have right. 1 year. Much different than Jacob Hood. Right? Mm-hmm. Jacob Hood's, Jacob Hood, the Georgia lineman, comes out of the portal, but he's essentially a freshman. You know, hasn't played a down of collegiate football. So, yeah, I don't know. Now, what I would tell you is I don't know that I see a pattern there yet. I don't know if it's a pattern. I think it's largely, these are the areas of need. Go get some guys.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't even try. Like, if people keep asking me, can you see a vision for what Rule has for this program through these transfers mm-hmm. the guys is bringing in? I don't know. I can't assess it that way. I just look at each guy individually. And I like it. I like what I see. There are some very defining elements, like, for instance, their willingness to take high school players who haven't played the game very much.
Right.
You know, those two guys from Arlington Martin that played for Bob Wager. Mm-hmm. Those are guys who just played senior year of football. But if you watch, I watch the tight end Flores Smith on, I watched a lot of his tape, and man, I mean, there's talent. You can see the talent, and he looks like a guy who's played football for a long time. So I think there's that they're going to, well, Rule has said, we're going to be the first to offer some guys
mm-hmm.
more than maybe you'd expect, because they do try. I mean, that is one defining element of Rule and the way he approaches this, is that they will, there's a willingness to offer a guy a scholarship that others aren't if they see something there. So they'll go out on a limb And now, you know, what can I say about it right now? Nothing. They haven't coached a game.
Yeah.
We haven't. I don't know how their players develop. They've done a good job at other places. We'll see. We'll see what works here.
Zip, we're moving towards spring football, and Trev Alberts on his radio show the other day said that the spring game is going to be football, and it's going to look like football. That sounded a little bit like a shot across the bow to me. How did you take it? What do you think it meant?
Yeah, I agree with you. It seemed like that to me. It did seem like a shot across the bow. It seemed like almost like I'd take it a step further. I think it's not almost like an edict from the AD.
that
I want this to look like football.
Right.
Because what is those spring games of late, I mean, I sound like an old man way too often, but it's a waste of time generally.
Yeah.
I felt like they were wasted.
No, you're not alone.
Yeah, I just felt, especially trying to write about anything meaningful, and people want something meaningful out of that, and it's hard to attach much meaning to it. And I think Trev wants something that's more meaningful, and I think fans would like that, but the balance, though, right? You understand, this isn't Georgia. There's not a lot of depth. There's some positions where you won't be able to lose people. So, listen, we all come at a lot of different things from different angles, and it's easy for us to thump our chest and say, let's play some football on the spring game. But then if they lose Anthony Grant because he's getting tackled, then the head coach incurs a lot of criticism. So it all kind of depends what angle you're coming from.
Well, and Sip on this one, and we'll get you out on this. With that, I mean, is this one of the more – I know we could probably make this case about every year, but is this one of the more compelling ones just from a competition standpoint, knowing that you're going to have, 100 scholarship guys right now? There's going to have to be a thinning of the herd. Like, this is going to be a real spring of competition.
Yeah. I mean, especially, certain positions. There are guys that will probably be going in the spring that are thinking – okay, now I better rise to a level where I think I'm going to contribute. If not, this is probably the time for me to take off. There's that because of what you said. There are 15, there are 15 scholarships over. There's just certain positions where, you know, Nebraska's going to have some serious competition. They have 16 scholarship wide receivers.
Yeah.
You're not going to play 16. It's really interesting.
Let's hope not.
I think that, you know, you want to send that to – you want nine guys generally,
mm-hmm.
about nine, seven to nine, to emerge. So that's stiff competition, right? And that's really stiff competition. Running back, same way. You're going to have quite a competition in that room.
Yep.
You know what, though? You know what? You wish you were saying this more up front on both sides. I mean, that's still –
100%.
We don't talk about it enough, but it hasn't been addressed enough. That they have not brought in the guys up front that they've needed. I mean, they just haven't. So that's something that you have to watch going forward. Doesn't mean they still can't,
mm-hmm.
but they haven't to this point.
Again, Steve Sipple joining us every Thursday at this time. Senior writer covering Husker football for Husker Online, also with 93.7 The Ticket. Sip, always appreciate you coming on, my man. Find that fire fit. Okay, get that fire fit ready. We'll get you out. Maybe when we have our Yellowstone grand finale watch party, you can get that fire fit.
Yeah, I like some of that Yellowstone. Like, I like what the governor.
Yeah,
dresses.
You rock always a cowboy hat. You could do a cowboy hat with a cool suit, right?
Yeah, and he does the black hat really well.
Yeah.
The cost of character is amazing. The rest of that show is really falling off.
Thanks, Sip. Have a good one, man.
All right, take it.
Steve Sipple. Always got to get that parting shot in on Yellowstone, too. Other than John Dutton.
Gary's not here to defend it.
Oh, I'll defend it, too. I'm a huge Yellowstone fan. I want to be able to put my arm around Sip, watch the grand finale, whenever that is, because it returns sometime in the summer, and say, Sip, see, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Another on the list of things we need to watch.
It's so good. All right, going to throw you a stat your way, get you ready for the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking some conference championship games. We're going to talk a little money line. Going to talk different ways to bet, maybe some player props as well with our guy Brian Edwards of MajorWager.com. And we're going to get into Creighton's big night over St. John's, setting up for showdown Saturday morning at the Chai. That's all still ahead. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.